It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I don't even know when my own shows start anymore. I'm like, March Madness. Well, at least that's over. No more Westwood One coverage of March Madness on The Fan. Like, I get it. The whole country cares. But right here, we care about baseball. We care about the Mets and Yankees. I start with the Mets because I'm going to start with the Mets. That game, I actually remember. The Yankee game feels like it was so long ago, I don't even remember it. Let's get right into it. I don't have that much time. This show will literally be over in 70 minutes. Keith McPherson on The Fan, getting phased out by Brooklyn Nets basketball. Can't wait for that to be over. All right, let me not waste my own time. Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. 2 years ago, I dubbed the 2022 Mets the Make It Happen Mets because I watched so many Mets games where they imposed their will. They made things happen. You're watching the game. You don't think it can happen, and they make it happen. Back then, I remember saying, hey, Brandon Nimmo's a baller. When I watch the guy play at his best, he is a baller. Your Casamigos big shot of the night goes to Brandon Nimmo. I don't even have time to do all that tonight, but man, I mean, he went crazy, and you love to see it. Because he needed it. And here in New York, we want everything to be microwave, instant, faster than a New York minute. We want everything to happen right away. We got no patience, especially coming off of last season on both sides. We take this day by day, series by series, week by week. Stop there. We're only in the second week of the baseball season. This is the fourth series. This is the start of the fourth series, one game in. They haven't even played that many games. They're 11 games in. So I say that to say this, man. Last week when I was on, I heard folks trying to poo-poo the second win of the doubleheader. The day before I was on and I said, it's hard to take two when you play two, right? We all know that as baseball fans. It's a high chance that if you play two games, each team comes away with a win. And the Mets had to fight and scratch and claw for that first win. Carlos Mendoza's first win. But once you win that first game, it makes you believe. You gotta believe. That's a Mets slogan. So then they take that win, and they go on the road, and it's a much-needed road trip. And then they find a way to win a close one on the road in Cincinnati. Okay, then the next day, that game was an absolute mess. A laugher it ended up being. You still got to shake off some of the nonsense. Some of the kicking the ball around. Errors. Just the fundamentals. Lock in and play. The next day they come back. Francisco Lindor breaks through. They win their first series. Winning is contagious. So is losing. Losing becomes a habit. Same thing with winning. So then they carry that into a place where they've had a ton of losses. Truist Park. The Atlanta Braves, Julio Teheran on the mound, making his Mets debut against his former club. And they changed some things up. Harrison Bader, you have a seat. Let's put Brandon Nimmo in center field. See if the, find something here against better competition. That's all Nimmo needed, huh? He needed to see the Braves and the Braves fans and go back to old times. And we're still talking about that 2022 season and that series against the Braves where they had Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassett lined up, whatever. Forget the order. And they got quote-unquote punked. Well, they didn't get punked in that game tonight. I mean, I had some bets and some parlays on the Braves. I don't know what Ronald Acuna Jr. has been up to. He had nothing going on tonight. I don't know what Matt Olson was really doing. He had that one double late, but it didn't matter. I mean, Ozuna. Shout out to Ozuna. I bet him first home run. I think he's got 5 homers off of Julio Teheran. So that was easy, easy money. But anyway, that game, they were down 4-0 in the 3rd inning, and it was deja vu. Here we go again. I've seen this episode before. I'm thinking, oh, they're wearing the throwback unis. They're honoring Hank Aaron. Of course they scheduled the Mets. 877-337-6666. On this date 50 years ago, well, yesterday now, it is now the 9th, you know, Hank Aaron hit home run number 715. So they had all the pageantry, all that. You know what it reminded me of? For the football fans, it reminded me of when football teams in college have that first home game, that first big home game, and they invite a smaller school, a 1AA school, like Michigan inviting App State to come play in the big house. And then App State rains on their parade. That's exactly what the Mets did tonight. It was a team win. Carlos Mendoza, that's a gambling man. I mean, he didn't have his top relievers. You're out there with Reed Garrett and Drew Smith and Jorge Lopez. I'm screaming, yo, press the Edwin Diaz button. No, they said those guys were down. Sulcer makes his debut, and I don't know what the hell the ump was like. I'm telling you, I am losing my mind watching baseball because these umps are so bad. Like, I think I could do a better job. I want to try out. Give me an opportunity. Not just the balls and strikes. I don't know if I've ever seen a guy, and I probably have, watch a ball right in front of him, hit the chalk, put his hands up for a foul ball, then put his hands down and signal fair ball. Well, which one is it? We all saw it. And now you can't undo it. You can't challenge it. Anyway, that type of stuff grinds my gears. But, man, I don't know. They made it happen. DJ Stewart breaks through. His first hit. Timely hit. I mean, guy goes deep when you need him to. Brandon Nimmo, I mean, the home runs he hit to tie the game, just to keep you in it, just to keep you hoping. It was a hell of a game to watch. And with the Yankees game being at 6 o'clock, 6:05, because of the eclipse, it was supposed to be at 2:05, and then they moved it. I mean, that Yankee game was over. That's the fastest Yankee game since 1992. That game was 2 hours. Done. So you could watch both the Yankees and Mets games like I did tonight. And I'm running out of time before we have to go to the break and the update, so let's talk about the Yankees.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. And Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You say you need length? Nestor's got it. Pause. All I kept hearing was, oh, the bullpen. None of these starters can give us length. Oh, Nestor sucks. Again, slow down. So many people want to jump to the conclusion of Nestor sucks. I have said on this radio station, man, wait till these guys get home before we judge them. They went from Tampa to Texas to Arizona, and we're already making definitive statements about guys. Okay, Nestor was not very good against Houston. They won. He wasn't very good against Arizona, and he himself said that, knows that. He is a former All-Star, a competitor, a dog, some might say. And against the team that he grew up rooting for as a kid, down in Hialeah, the Miami Marlins, he showed up tonight and he gave you the longest outing of any Yankee starter this season. Nasty Nestor night. Hard to get a ticket. Nasty Nestor night. I should have went to the game. I'm having FOMO. The two best games were not Friday, Saturday. Two best games were Sunday and Monday. Shout out to you if you were like, I'm not going to spend the money on opening day. The first night game I don't need to go to. Sunday was a hell of a game. And also, tonight's game, or last night's game, was a hell of a game. And I started off with Nestor, but I'm wearing a Volpe shirt. I'm looking at Volpe like, oh, this is the Volpe era. We're in the AV club. This kid looks like an all-star right now. Don't be in a rush to make him the leadoff hitter. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Leave him where he is. I'm loving watching his at-bats. And when I talk about the umps, this kid knows the strike zone better than most of the home plate umps. Yesterday, Angel Hernandez, I had to do laundry. I had to clean the crib. I had to be a family man. And I'm trying to chill, and I right away, Angel Hernandez with Gleyber Torres pissed me off, but I'm running out of time. A 7-0 shutout. Yankee fans, the last couple months, were talking about trading for Jesus Luzardo. So much so, they're willing to part ways with Spencer Jones. Stop that. Stop that. I mean, if that's the best we can do, I guess, but I think a better starter is going to materialize. We're definitely not giving up Spencer Jones. Luzardo ended up getting rocked tonight once we got to that fourth inning. When I look at this lineup and I look at Giancarlo Stanton, yeah, I was on Saturday. Folks were ready to drop him in the lineup. Folks were ready to trade him, cut bait with him, eat his contract. I said Boone stuck by him. Give him the home stand. Let him get back into his New York home. Let him get back into the groove at Yankee Stadium. I said they're going to keep him in the lineup in Yankee Stadium because he's hit a bunch of home runs there. And he's hitting there. And, man, this is what it's supposed to look like. This is not a honeymoon stage with this Yankees team. I'm in love with this Yankees team. I understand Gleyber Torres is an leadoff hitter. 0 for 5 today. It did not matter. Juan Soto hit his first home run as a Yankee using the short porch. And I mean, this guy, he absolutely loves playing in Yankee Stadium, whooping it up with the fans. I saw Johnny Lasagna, shout out to him, who actually missed his flight, so he had to stay in New York and go to another game. I saw him post that Juan Soto signed an autograph while a batter stepped out of the box to call time. Talk about being comfortable. Talk about hanging out in a place. And he said after the game, like, you know, the fans show so much love, I just got to show it back. He wasn't expecting. I think he even had like a little curtain call after his first home run. They asked him how he feels about the team in the clubhouse. He says, it feels like a family. It's only been 11 games, but it's a family, and we all want the same thing. So, man, Juan Soto's looking like he's right at home in the Bronx. And Volpe is looking like a Gold Glove shortstop. How many times do you want Boone to tell you that the kid won the Gold Glove last year? I mean, you know what Boone used to tell you? He used to tell you IKF was one of the best shortstops in the league. What do you think he's going to tell you about number 11? He's going to tell you that this kid is a Gold Glove shortstop, and you're seeing him make the plays, and you're seeing him hit home runs, and you're seeing him have good at-bats and drive the ball to right field. The kid grew up in one offseason because he's like that. He's a Jersey kid, and he's a fox. Volpe, fox, and a dog. What else, man? The bullpen I want to get into, because today we saw Josh Macheski, and I see people panicking about the bullpen. I think River Ave Blues on Twitter, and shout out to whoever runs the account. I don't know. I feel like they used to be a lot bigger, like maybe, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. But now there's so many accounts. But they put out a tweet on Sunday saying, oh, this Yankees bullpen is going to be burnt out by May. And I said, no. This Yankees bullpen is going to look completely different by the end of May. They look completely different from the end of March. All they're going to do is keep sending guys down, calling guys up, mixing and matching, signing guys, making trades, and you're going to see a bunch of random different arms. I got to hit one of my stats guys to go through all the names that the Yankees have already used out of the bullpen. But all in all, they're finding ways to win. First place Yankees, they're 9-2. And I know the standings don't matter right now, but the big bad Orioles that everybody was so worried about, take a look at them. And then take a look at your own guys in your lineup. Verdugo had a 3-hit night. Let me not leave Doogie the dog out. They're finding ways to put it together. And you got to be having fun right now if you're a Yankee fan. 877-337-6666. Man, I don't even have enough time to really get into it, but we will. Call me up. Let's take a break so we can get right back and get right back to the phones. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.